Hey, everyone. Welcome back to U.S. Bank Stadium. WobbyVikings.com. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
Welcome back. Missed you last week, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
God bless you and your wife.
Thank you for all the kind words and support from you and from everyone else. Very much appreciated. It was awesome to be back for this game because the Vikings won their 13th game of the season. Paul, you've been calling Vikings games for 16 years, and I know history matters to you.
Yeah, I'm not a Johnny-come-lately guy. You know, if something happens over a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-week basis, whatever, I need to see more. In my 16 years of calling Vikings football, this is absolutely the best team with which I have worked. Better than the 2009 group, which had an explosive offense with Brett Favre. And I'm not trying to disrespect anybody here, but if you think about some things through which this team had to go, losing Sam Bradford off that NFC Offensive Player of the Week award against New Orleans, Dalvin Cook might have been Offensive Rookie of the Year. They lost him. To watch this offense manufacture its way to 24 points a game and to watch left tackle Riley Reiff. You know, they pay a lot of money for Riley Reiff, and a lot of the negatives and some of the skeptics are like, yeah, but he was a better right tackle when he played for Detroit. He was unbelievable at left tackle. Mm-hmm. Mike Remmers, the players that were brought in here by the general manager, and certainly leaving the best for last. This is so by far one of the best defenses in the history of Minnesota Vikings football. To finish the season giving up 12 points per game at home and fewer than 16 points per game overall, that's unbelievable in an offensive day and age in the NFL where it's pass happy. So this is such a treat to not only work with people at the Vikings Entertainment Network, the Vikings Radio Network, Mike Zimmer, Rick Spielman, this coaching staff. We'll see where it goes from here. But I want to recognize the greatness of this 13-3.
Yeah.
Second best record in the history of the team.
How about a little more perspective? I mean, you said it. The second winningest team in franchise history. A franchise that goes back to 1961 and has had some really good teams. So now what's next is a bye week.
Yeah.
Wild card round bye week.
Well deserved.
And a date in the divisional round with TBD.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
As of this taping, you know, but also with, you know, why I go down the historical road after, I mean, we could break down Mitchell Trubisky and Case Keenum and, you know, how Mike Remmers played a right guard. Plenty of time to do that up to the first playoff game. But there just are so many years that we see that don't finish the regular season how we want it to finish. I mean, I've been part of 3-13. I was in New Orleans with Wobby when Bounty Gate took place.
Yeah.
End of the 2003 season, Sun Devil Stadium, Tempe, Arizona, a chance to win the division. Something called Nathan Poole bounces you out. These moments are fleeting. And Vikings fans, I just really want you to appreciate the greatness of this team into 2018 when the playoffs begin. I mean, this building's a little quiet right now, kind of a din in the building. The House of Pain is going to be unbelievably loud. I can't wait.
It is going to be, and Paul is right. These seasons are fleeting for most franchises. But look, the Vikings have won two of the last three NFC North titles.
Right.
They've beaten Green Bay four of the last five.
Yeah.
They dominated this division this season, and they were nearly unbeatable at home. You know,
Zimmer 6-2 lifetime against the Bears.
And with Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman, the way that they are building this thing, it's a young team. Maybe these seasons won't be so fleeting in the near future.
Well, that's a great point with the youthful nature of this team. And just the, you know, in 2009, God bless that team. That's as much fun working with this team as I've ever had.
Yes.
Brett Favre, Jared Allen, Adrian Peterson, Sidney Rice, Percy Harvin, E.J. Henderson, Antoine Winfield, Brian Robinson, Ben Lieber, so on and so on and so on. Chad Greenway. Yeah. This is different. I mean, like Linval Joseph is the most unheralded player in the NFL. And he might be the best overall player on the best overall defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
It is a unified group, and it's youthful by nature. So it's probably going to be good for a while. This has just been so much fun. Mike Zimmer and everybody have just done a great job, man. I can't wait for the playoffs, and no guarantees they win their first playoff game. It's going to be incredibly tough. Yeah. That's why we appreciate what came to a conclusion today.
Yep. A couple of things about this game. How about the defense and the goal line stand at the end of the game?
Yeah.
12, I believe it was 12 or 7 plays inside the 12 at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Didn't let the Bears in. Latavius Murray, man. I mean, this is why Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer went out and got Latavius Murray. Two goal line touchdowns, over 100 yards rushing. I know the offensive line paved the way for him, but Latavius Murray with some tough yards and Pat Shurmur just mixing things up.
Yep.
We had 7 players with at least a catch. We had 2 backs with double-digit carries. Case Keenum with another 100-yard passer rating day. I mean, this thing is rolling. rolling right now. Now, though, we got to get healthy and rest and recharge. We can do that over the wild card weekend. What are you going to do wild card weekend?
I'm going to chill out, look back, and appreciate this 13-3, watch games January 6 and or 7, and see who's coming here Jan 13 or 14. Again, we're taping this now, so I ain't going to talk about individual teams, but doesn't matter to me. I don't care who comes in here. When you have the best defense in the NFL, you have a chance to beat anybody, anywhere,
yeah,
anytime. And this Minnesota Vikings team has an absolute shot to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and we're going to do one more thing wild card weekend. We're going to celebrate your birthday.
Aww.
It's going to be your birthday.
That'd be good.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah, great. I'll be a Mall of America, too, by the way, for some Vikings-related Madden tournament they're having on my birthday.
You'll be working.
See, that's dedication to the colors, the purple and gold. January 6th, I'll be Mall of America Rotunda,
mm-hmm,
like 9 in the morning till 2:30. See you there, gamers.
This was the postgame report, Between the Lines. It's brought to you by Gatorade.
Yeah,
Victory,
more than a high five.
Five.
We really missed you last week,
thank
man.
You.
Seriously, it wasn't the same without you. God
yeah,
bless you, man. It's great to have you back.
It wasn't the same to be there. Happy to be back. Happy to watch this team roll into the playoffs, rest, and get healthy over the bye weekend. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Happy New Year. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.